The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke. One of your descendants will place on your throne. Your sons keep my covenants and my statutes, I teach them. Then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. We find here a promise that all parents we have made, actually make sacrifice will be especially in the area of education, knowing that it's so necessary to succeed in life. The promise made to David establishes a precondition for the blessing. If they obey the covenant, God would teach them, but they would have to learn. As parents, we can and we should pray for our children. It's a good example. Teach them the word. Take them to church. Encourage them to know God intimately. But it is for them to submit to the Lord and His word. David did not live to see the disintegration of a country, but experienced the rebellion of one of his own. His descendants did not obey the covenant, and therefore David did not get to see the fulfillment of that he undoubtedly expected. However, God intervenes, and His grace and the ashes of His throne rises a descendant, Jesus of Nazareth, who will hold the scepter of a kingdom whose government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign in David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing, holding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Isaiah 9:7. May the same amazing grace of God intervene and redeem the lives of each of our descendants, because God has children, but not grandchildren.